The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Advice and expertise on the relief you need from hay fever at All Care Community Pharmacies across Ireland.
Okay, let's cast off our tweeds now and we'll put on our shorts and our holiday gear. So what I'm going to do with the food today, and we do it for the next few weeks, we see if it works out today, is that seeing as I think a lot of people accepting we won't be going abroad this summer, we'll try and bring, try and give you a bit of a way in the studio through the food kind of thing. So Catherine Fulvio of Ballynockan House and Cookery School, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Brendan. How are you today?
I'm great, thank you. And I'm all the better because right now you're going to take us to Sicily, which I know is a place very close to your heart.
Very much so. I mean, we're talking sun, sand, sea and superfood. It is such a wonderful place. I fell in love with Sicily, Brendan, 21 years ago. From the minute I set foot on the island, I just adored it. It is so full of history. The people are so beautiful, so kind, so warm, so welcoming, and they're so passionate. You know, and you see the hand gestures when they're talking. My hands are gesturing as I'm talking to you now, but they just get into it. Mm. But when they start talking about food, I have sat dinner tables and lunch tables where we're nearly in fisticuffs over which region has the best olives or the best tomatoes, because they're passionate about their ingredients and I love it.
And of course, the poor Sicilians have been invaded by everybody down the years. So the food there, it's not just your typical Italian food. It's a bit more cosmopolitan than that, isn't it?
It's very unique in that sense, Brendan. So yes, they've been invaded by, the Vikings, the Normans, you name them, the Spanish, they've all been there. The Byzantines, so there's wonderful Greek monuments and that people can visit as well. But I think the most lasting impression of any invasion is from the North Africans. And there still is like pockets of Tunisian heritage even at the moment in Sicily. But when you look at the North African cuisine, you see that in Sicily. But they've put their own twist on it. Like couscous is big in Sicily, but it's couscous a pesca. So it's and it's much more like a half soup almost. You get a broth. So you get your couscous in a bowl and you get your seafood beside it and you put your seafood in on top of your couscous and then you spoon ladlefuls of hot broth over it and enjoy it fresh.
Yeah,
it's absolutely gorgeous. The one thing I will say about Sicilian food in comparison to other countries, a very general comment I'm making, but it hasn't changed. It's not influenced by tourists. You know, you see in other countries, even if you go to Rome, for example, you can get all sorts of different Italian food from all the regions. But when you go to Sicily, you get Sicilian food.
Yeah,
and that's
yeah.
what you get. And that's what's so magical about the island.
And the thing is, as well, the produce there is incredible. It's a very fertile place. Like actually one of those kind of, you know, those elemental tastes that you'll always remember is, you know, those juicy peaches that come from the slopes of Etna. Like you will never taste anything like them.
Oh, it's unbelievable because, of course, Mount Etna, been a volcano, has very fertile land around it. And what they don't produce in that region is just phenomenal. But as you go round Sicily, like, for example, if you're over on the west coast of Trapani, there's the salt beds there and they are the real old salt beds. And as you drive by, there's mountains of salt. So you can get your salt from there. They're famous for their caciocavallo cheese, which is like two saddles, two pouches hanging over a saddle. That's the kind of design of it. Olives, obviously, tomatoes. There's a place right down at the south of Sicily where they make these tiny little tomatoes, these cherry tomatoes, grow them, I mean, not make them. And tourists come from north of Italy just to taste these tomatoes in the south of the island. It's just phenomenal. And then, of course, they're known for things like their fennel sausage. Their seafood, I think, in particular, would be the big thing. And I think that's what Irish people love. I mean, we have fantastic seafood here in Ireland and we're passionate, too, about our food in Ireland. But in Sicily, it's pesca spada. Did you have that, the swordfish?
Yes.
And the sardines are the two big things that you see out there.
Yes, yes. And the is pasta con la sarda is one of the dishes, isn't it? Is that?
Pasta con la sarda, yes. So again, that's where your North African flavours come in, because in that there are raisins, which is very much a North African influence, and wild fennel and pine nuts.
Mm.
So it's just such an exotic dish. It's absolutely gorgeous.
And tell me, in terms of wines, then of course we'd know the Nero d'Avola is the big red there, isn't it?
Yeah, Sicilian wines are lovely and underrated. But the other one that you'll see that we know of but don't embrace as much is marsala. And of course, marsala, I mean, makes such beautiful sauces. You know, it's a typical sauce from generally in Italy. But Marsala is actually a town in Sicily, and it's the Florio wineries in Marsala. And you can go and visit them and taste the wines, or their wines, the fortified wines. Because it's a seaport town, that's where it all started. You know, they were making the fortified wines so that they could, same as like port in Portugal, but so that they could, the sailors could travel with something that would keep them going. But I made the mistake in Marsala of asking, and do you cook with this? And they were like, oh, this is very fine, very, very fine produce. Not for cooking, Catherine. So it was very interesting. But the other one that they're famous for, Zibibbo. Zibibbo is a dessert wine. Sicilians really enjoy their wine, but they don't. It's one thing I had to learn and had to relearn, Brendan. So, you know, we would fill our glass, say, let's say half full. Let's be delicate about it.
Yeah.
When you're around the dining table in Sicily, people just put like, all I could call it a slug in, you know, just a little bit of wine. And
and not a stem glass often either. It'll be a small little kind of a glass without a stem, won't it, a lot of the time?
A tumbler, yeah, exactly. And it's literally just enough for, say, two little sips. And then you replenish.
Yeah.
So they drink wine, they like their wine, but
for the taste,
very much in moderation.
Bizarre.
But then after, they go for their dessert wines and they make their own homemade limoncello. We actually show it here in our cookery school in Ballynockan because we got the recipe from out there. But they make a lot of their own, like little liqueurs, like apricot liqueurs, limoncello, orangello, mandarincello. And Zibibbo would be one of their preferred dessert wines, which comes from, I think it's Pantelleria, which is another island off the coast of Sicily.
OK, now, Catherine, time is against us. So we'll put the recipes up on the website. But just to talk through us what you've given us. So arancini, which a great street food favourite in Sicily, tell us about them. You don't need to give us the recipe. Just give us the gist of what they are and people can get the recipe.
Absolutely. Arancini are rice balls. So they're made with risotto rice, but they're stuffed inside. So depending on where you are in Sicily, they'd be stuffed with something different. It could be mozzarella, it could be ham, it could be a ragu. And then they're breaded on the outside and deep fried. They're cone shaped in various regions and they're circular in other regions. Yeah. And you'll get them here in Ireland too. And they are divine.
Absolutely divine. And then caponata.
Caponata, dinner doesn't start or lunch doesn't start without caponata. Aubergines are huge in Sicily. Pasta alla norma is one that you come across, which is tomato and aubergine sauce, called after the Bellini's opera, Norma opera. But caponata also has the aubergines in it, and aubergines are cooked off, and then you've got onions, celery, all of those beautiful things, and it's a slow cook. It's not at all like ratatouille. It is sweet sour, again the Arabic influence. Yeah. It's finishing with a little bit of sweet and sour, and you will see raisins in it in some places.
Okay, and finally and briefly, pesto trapanese.
Everybody knows pesto, but pesto genovese is the one from Genoa. Pesto trapanese is from Trapani in Sicily, and that has almonds in it and tomatoes in it, and it is so fresh and so zingy, and it's absolutely gorgeous.
Okay, listen, that's wonderful, and we'll put that. You have recipes for the three of those, and all accessible enough to make. Thank you very much, Catherine Fulvio, for that taste of Sicily. Let's take a break.
Email brendan@rte.ie.